Hurricane Ian's effects are still being seen across Florida. Floodwaters are still rising and search and rescue efforts are still underway. Despite all of the devastation that is going on across the state, a miraculous movement of hope is spreading statewide. I sat down with Florida resident Jennifer Mosley, who is currently being impacted by rising floodwaters. I went to her home and we talked about how to walk through crisis with Jesus.
Read more stories on Spirit-led living when you subscribe to Charisma Magazine. Go to mycharismashop.com and enter in the promo code CPN to receive 10% off the price of the subscription.
Tell me a little bit about what's going on. We're sitting out here on your patio and the water is rising so much that it's getting close to coming into your house. Now this is aftermath of Hurricane Ian. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, so I was actually out of town when Ian hit, and when I got back Saturday night, I noticed that there was some flooding, minor flooding in the backyard, and then I started getting reports from the Weather Service saying that the St. John's River was going past normal flood levels, which is like 8 feet, and it was going to start pouring in furiously to Lake Jessup, so that's where I'm at. Yeah.
Was this surprising for you?
Yes, very surprising. Very, very surprising. I didn't think it hit this area because we had heard so much about all the devastation in Port Charlotte and Fort Myers, so I was really surprised to come back to this, absolutely.
The tide is still coming in, it's still flowing this way. You've got some sandbags up. What are you believing for? What are you hoping for? And how have you been preparing?
Well, I go to a great church, Nations Church Orlando. They're just amazing men and women of God. They've got a hurricane response team, so they're doing relief all over Orlando. And so I contacted some of my friends there, and they came out with sandbags because I just really didn't know what to do. This is my first hurricane. And so they came and put sandbags all in the places where we saw the water rising. So it's been told to me by the Weather Service that that the river is continuing to rise. It was supposed to crest today, and then after it crests, St. John's River crests, it should start receding by Sunday, but we haven't seen that yet.
We were talking before the interview just about faith and how in these moments it brings you closer to the Lord and really having to rely on Him, His character, yeah, and trusting in Him. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm a former missionary, and so I'm used to dealing with some crisis things, so I feel like I have a little experience there. But if you don't have the peace of the Lord and you're not just trusting in Him to help you and give you wisdom in these times, you can really react instead of respond. Just, you know, I wake up every day with just the peace of the Lord, and I just thank Him for His help. I thank Him. I just keep an attitude of gratitude. That sounds so funny, but it's true. You just stay grateful because it could be a lot worse. There's a lot worse people in a lot worse situations without faith. So I'm just so thankful that I know Jesus. I know He takes care of me. I know He's helping us. He's bringing people around to help us in this situation. I feel His love. I feel His presence. I feel His peace. So I'm just thankful that everybody I know is safe. And you know, it's just stuff. So you just deal with that later on, you know.
What would your message be to people who've gone through the hurricane or maybe just a crisis in general? They don't know God or they don't have a personal relationship with Him. What would you tell them?
You have to get to know Jesus. I mean, in that, it's not religion, it's relationship. I lost my husband in the pandemic last year. You know, if I didn't have my relationship with the Lord, I wouldn't get through any of this. I would be depressed, but I'm not depressed. Even though I miss my husband and I don't necessarily like having to deal with this, but there's still just something about the peace and the love and even the joy of knowing that I'm not alone because Jesus is my everything. And I don't just say that because it's a cute bumper sticker. Like, Jesus is my everything. And so I just would say to people, get to know Jesus. Really get to know Jesus. Ask God, God, are you real? Because he'll show you, and he'll show you through the person of Jesus Christ that he's so real, and he wants to live inside your heart and help you in the difficult seasons. Yeah.
With everything that's going on out here, is there any way that people can support you, support people in the area who are, you know, along this road?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
I mean, as far as I know, like, for me personally, it just to send, if you wanted to send donations to Nations Church Orlando, they have a website, We Are Nations Church. I think it's wearenations.church. Just pray for everyone. There are people that Winter Springs is not, it has some areas of just, you know, affluent, some poorer places, middle class. I mean, it's got everything, but there's a lot of people that have just lost everything. And to just pray, really ask God to help. And if any way that anybody can come out with their time or their treasure, it's really, really desperately needed.
There are multiple ways that you can help residents in Florida. Make sure you're praying for people like Jennifer, who live on Lake Jessup, that they would see the floodwaters miraculously come down in the name of Jesus, that God would supernaturally lower the waters and protect their homes and their families from any damage. And also pray that people who have lost family members and their entire houses in the Hurricane Ian destruction would be comforted by the love of Jesus in this hour. Down below, you can see everything that you need to know on how to give to Convoy of Hope and Nations Church. I'm Shelby Lindsay with Charisma News. Make sure you stay up to date on charismanews.com for more. God bless.